the Netziv, the great Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Rosh Yeshiva Valozhin, in his Chumash, in his parish, the Chumash, quotes a speech that he made upon the occasion of the engagement of his granddaughter to Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, in which he quotes the pasuk Es Elo Ezer Kenegdo, that a woman should be a helpmate. So the word Kenegdo is a very difficult word to interpret, because the word Kenegdo means that she should stand against or opposed to her husband. So the Gemara says on it that if a man is fortunate, then his wife is a support. If a man is less fortunate, then she's always giving him a hard time. That's pshat is certainly true, but he adds another insight. He says that if the wife is Kenegdo, then she's an Azer. If the wife is not a yes lady, if the wife says, "No, I think you're making a mistake," or "I don't think we should do that," or that it's not allowed, so then she is the true helpmate to the husband. I am certain that there are many people who find themselves in terrible situations simply because their wife didn't tell them no. Their wife would have said no, so it could have stopped them. And that happens to people in leadership also. All the snide remarks about the wives of the president, of the presidents of the United States, really missed the point, because if the wife is a good, smart, capable person, she darn right ought to say something. Somebody has to tell them, because otherwise you grow up and you think, you know, how great you are. And a person of power and of wealth has always hundreds and hundreds of people who are looking to get something from him, and therefore do nothing but give him a lot of tender, loving kindness and strengthen his weaknesses, overinflate his ego, make him think that he's somebody that he isn't. There's the story about the man who was an absolute boor, stupid person, who, however, had a lot of money. So he was appointed to the board of directors of every communal institution in the community, and people always consulted with him, and he was invited to every executive meeting, and his opinion was always asked. Then one day God helped, and he lost all of his money. When he lost all of his money, so they just began to drop him from the boards, and they really didn't take his advice into consideration any longer, and then after a while they didn't even ask his advice. And then one day he woke up and he realized that, you know, he was out. Nobody came to ask him anything. So he turned to his wife and he said, "The geld hab ich verloren, aber was ist mit dem Seichel?" He said, "I only lost my money," but he said, "my genius is still there. It's still whole. Why don't they come to ask me?" That's what happens to us. There's no one that's immune from it. And that's really an unfair but thumbnail sketch of the Reish Galusa, who thought he was a Talmud Chacham, and who was encouraged in that by his retinue, and who forgot that he bought the job, so he thought he really was entitled to the job, and who undoubtedly felt he had the best interest of the Jewish people at heart. And all of a sudden he's got, you know, they hired for a rabbi in his congregation a guy like this, right? The guy, he doesn't ask him anything. Doesn't consult with him, doesn't ask him, does what he wants. So it could not be long in coming, the flare-up between the Reish Galusa David ben Zakkai and the Gaon Rabbeinu Sadia. And when it came, it was an enormous flare-up, because they were both very strong personalities, apparently bitter words.